Welcome back. This is Carol Flagg from High Tech Answers reporting live from HIMSS. I'm here with Kate Berry, the CEO of the National eHealth Collaborative, also known as NEHAC, and I'm going to talk to her about the recent survey NEHAC just concluded and released here at HIMSS. Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Carol?
Doing fine. Kate, could you first, mentioning this is the third annual survey you've done that sort of talking to providers and getting feedback from providers about health IT and adoption and challenges. What was the third annual survey focus for this year?
So we've done the survey 3 years now, and this time we focused in multiple, it's a pretty long survey, we focused on understanding from our stakeholders what the major health IT challenges that they're going to try to tackle this year, in general health IT challenges, and then we went deep in some of our kind of program areas of focus, including health information exchange, as well as patient engagement, and then we asked a number of questions to better understand where people go for health IT information. So, we kind of covered a lot of ground. We also covered some ground in terms of perceptions of NEHIC and the programs that folks value the most highly that we're doing. So we tried to get a sense of feedback on our own work as well.
So the HIMSS tagline this year is Health IT, Right Time, Right Place. And this is a 2013 that looks at health IT challenges. So what is the marriage there?
Well, I think that those of us who've been working in this field for a while know that, it's hard work. It's hard work getting health IT adopted. But I think with the high tech, I think really was a successful catalyst in terms of driving adoption of electronic health records. And with meaningful use, I think it's also really pushed adoption forward. So I think that right time, right place, it's sort of like we're really at that place where we've got a critical mass of adoption of electronic health records, and that's a foundation that we have to have in order to do health information exchange. I think the other thing that feels like it's the right time is patient engagement. I mean, it sounds like such an obvious thing, but let's face it, healthcare is very institution-focused, and I do think with our movement to, sort of from fee-for-service to, pay-for-value, I think the drive for technology and for patient engagement is really, we're getting close to that, close to the right time for that.
I noticed the survey responders for health IT challenges for this year, they've listed privacy and security number one, uno. Tell us more about that.
Well, I honestly was kind of surprised by that because it seems like, that's something, I think my interpretation of why that was number one is because everybody knows it's really important. And so they know that it has to be a priority. It's almost like it's a given. So I don't think it's necessarily that it's a hard challenge. I think it's something that everyone knows that they need to take care of. And it's about, you have to have that in place in order to have, public trust, provider trust. You can't really, utilize technology unless you have that basis of trust. And so I think it's really about it just being very important.
So at HIMSS, obviously, there's a lot of focus on health information exchange and interoperability. We have a whole interoperability showcase that probably, looked like 20,000 square feet to me, taking up floor space. But tell us a little bit about the survey results and health information exchange. I hear there's obviously a lot of confusion as to what providers need to do, how they get involved, and what exactly that means. Can you help us out here?
Yeah, so I tend to be surprised also that interoperability seems to always pop up to the top of this. And, when you hear interoperability, you think that's about standards. But I don't think it is anymore. I think the challenge about interoperability, I think, really has to do with business issues. Whether it's providers maybe not being ready to exchange, and so or technology vendors not being able to be interoperable, and those are business issues as opposed to standards issues. So I think that's really what the interoperability issue is about, is sort of some of those business challenges. In terms of the other HIE issues, I think what we're really seeing is that people are realizing that health information exchange is a necessary it's a necessary thing to do in order to effectively coordinate care, in order to deliver quality care, and in order to more effectively manage resources. So I think that, you know, people have sort of thought of health information exchanges like it's like a nice to do, but the reality is that it's becoming, you know, sort of a fundamental requirement of how we provide health care.
And this section related to consumer engagement, obviously patient engagement is big, consumer engagement is big, and it means different things to different people. You'd mentioned consumer engagement from a data standpoint, and I'm just curious, do you mean sort of from a user-generated content standpoint? Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, I think that there are multiple aspects to patient engagement, and recently we released a patient engagement framework that actually provides a definition of what patient engagement in e-health is and provides sort of a series of phases that an organization can go through from the very basic level of patient engagement to a very sophisticated level. So the reason we created that framework was because of feedback from stakeholders who said there really is no consistent definition. So we worked with, you know, 100 plus stakeholders to come up with that framework. But what we see in the survey results this time is that there is a little bit more of a consensus around what patient engagement, really is. And it is about, a patient being able to access their test results electronically, be able to communicate with their providers electronically, et cetera. So I think it's starting to become a little bit more clear what patient engagement really is, and it seems to be becoming a much, much higher priority for more organizations. So we had 90% that said in the survey, 90% said patient engagement is extremely important to our organization, which is pretty amazing.
Hi. And that patient engagement framework, I know, is available on the NEHAC website, as well as the survey results?
The survey results are posted on our website now, and they've been released publicly. And I do want to mention, though, in addition, interesting in some of these results, we do see, there was a question around, what are your organization's priorities related to patient engagement? And one of the things that kind of pops to the top there is to come up with a strategy for patient engagement. And so not only do we think our patient engagement framework can be very helpful to organizations in coming up with a strategy so they can figure out where they are on that roadmap and how they want to progress, but we've also come up with a consumer e-health readiness tool, which is an online organizational assessment that an organization can do, which enables them to really, it's a very deep, 100 questions deep online survey tool that enables them to essentially complete the survey and then find out, specifically at a very detailed dimension by dimension level where they stand on that framework. So it enables them to not only define, but quantify patient engagement, focus their improvement efforts, and then measure their progress. So we're really excited that this package, kind of the patient engagement framework, and then this consumer e-health readiness tool, is a very concrete set of tools that can help organizations really accelerate their progress to become more patient engaged.
And the framework and the survey and the consumer tool package can all be found on your website, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And that website is?
Nationalehealth.org. And by the way, I mean, the patient engagement framework and the consumer e-health tool, it's all lined up with meaningful use. You know, it's lined up well with meaningful use and goes beyond that as well.
Kate, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. This is Carol Flagg with another HIMSS Highlight.